Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, my name is Craig Lambert, but you already knew that. I'm the guy who brought back check shirts and flat caps. In 2012, I brought back the elbow pad. Is any of that true, I hear you ask? Well, I'm not legally allowed to say, but I do love a good bit of flannel. What is true is I wear a lot of check shirts and I've got some pretty interesting friends. Welcome to That Was Interesting. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of That Was Interesting with me, Craig Lambert. Hand clap. So today, I've got one of my idiot friends and he actually turned up this time on time.
On time.
On time.
In the right place.
In the right place.
Right house.
Right house. And it is Mr. Matt Shaw.
Hello, everybody.
How
Thanks
you doing,
for
mate?
Having me back. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah?
A little bit sweaty again.
Yeah.
But I think that will be a recurring thing for these podcasts anyway.
Just how that works.
It's just the way I roll.
Yeah, that's cool. So we've got a guest as well. And my guest today is Mr. Albert Amos.
Hello.
What's going on, mate?
It's,
morning, Albert.
It's good to be here in Craig's house for the first time.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Good. I'm glad it's good. Because if it was awkward, then that just kind of put a spin on
bad.
The podcast, really,
yes.
Wouldn't it? Well, before I tell you what the category is, because you don't know yet.
I don't.
You
no.
don't. Are you nervous about that?
Yeah, a little bit.
You are?
A little bit.
Good. Well, we're going to make you more nervous by putting it off more.
Okay.
So each week before we do the podcast, we do play kind of a game, okay? So this week's game, I've just realised, doesn't actually have a name because I kind of made it up, all right? But I'm going to call it the YouTube comment game.
Ooh.
Okay. And to give him a bit of credit, Rich, the guest from last week, it was actually his idea that I stole from him. So, because I better say that otherwise he's going to be upset with me.
At least he gets mentioned again.
Yeah, you know. How this is going to work is that I'm going to read some comments out of a YouTube video that's trending at the moment, and you need to guess which one it is. The first one who gets it out of the two of you gets the point.
Cool.
Make sense?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Good.
Born ready.
So the first video is one that I actually saw last night, which is actually really, really impressive. And just to drop an ACAST bomb in here as we get started, if you're watching this ACAST, the video will be at the end of the game. Okay, a link to it. So the first comment I'm going to give you is, nothing more scary than the moment when one feels below the food chain.
One falls below the food chain.
Feels.
Feels.
One feels.
Oh, okay.
Below
the... I'm going to go... Do you want to go first as the guest?
No, you can...
I'm going to go shark attack video.
Do you want to give me a bit more details?
Are these videos, are they trending videos?
They're trending videos.
I mean, I don't know what the video would be, but I reckon it's about some sort of ginormous animal eating another animal.
No, you were closer the first time, but I'm going to take it from there. That's all you're getting right now. You're closer to the first answer.
All right then.
All right. But I want you to get as close as
you can. What was the comment again?
Nothing more scary than the moment when one feels below the food chain.
I'm going to go with... I don't think I've seen any of this video, but is it some sort of larger human being sort of maybe suffocating a smaller human being? That's what I'm thinking.
I wish it was. I honestly wish it was. I feel like deleting this video now and finding another one, but no, it's not quite there. So I'm going to find another comment. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Comment number 2. This is why I'm shit scared of the ocean. Fuck that.
Okay.
I feel like you should go first this time.
God, I don't know. So, I know. I think I know.
Yeah.
There's loads of sharks off the coast of Dorset or something.
No.
There was like 12 sharks they found.
Yeah.
That happened, though.
That might, yeah. I'm not saying, no, that didn't happen. It's not that.
You're close.
Like, I think I can give you as much as it is to do with sharks.
Yeah.
You both had said sharks now. It is definitely sharks.
And this is... I really need to waste more of my time watching YouTube. I'm going to... So, it's a shark. We know that much for sure. It's deep in it. It's got to be something big. It's probably...
Some sort of oversized shark.
Yeah, I think it must be a big shark. But I reckon it's like a scuba diver or something like that. And maybe they're in a cage and then the shark comes along and almost eats them.
No.
Well, I think you mean yes, really.
No, definitely no. Next comment.
Okay.
I doubt I'd ever be able to fully clean the poop from my wetsuit.
I saw a video of a scuba diver in a cage and I think... He, like, kicks the shark in the head or something?
Not quite. I'll give you a clue that it's to do with a sport.
Oh.
Oh.
But they're in the... Oh, okay. So, it's like surfing them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think was the incident?
I think he was surfing and the shark comes and up from beneath, eats the surfboard, and
he gets
the
away.
The man is okay, but the surfboard is et.
I think that's as close as we're going to get to it. That's pretty much it. I'm going to give you the point.
Well, I am now the champion of this game.
Yeah. The YouTube game.
First time champion.
So the video is called Shark Attack Mick Fanning, right?
Ooh.
So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, listeners, but I think it was in South Africa, surf contest, okay? And Mick Fanning was in the surf, okay? And then as he's in the surf, a shark comes up and... I believe it just bites the actual cord that was between him and the surfboard.
Oh, no way.
Because the surfboard's kind of got lost. I don't know if he... Well, I haven't seen any interviews with him yet because I don't think he's done any. So I don't know. We haven't heard his story yet.
But he was fine.
But I saw one interview from a guy and he was like he was just kind of kicking it and it just threw the board at it. And then he swam to a lifeguard and he got pulled away. But he's fine. Absolutely fine.
Jeez.
How big is this shark?
I'm going to show you the video now.
Okay. Oh, that's terrifying. I actually feel a bit sick now. What I don't get is there's going to be sharks, right? Why don't they just do it on land?
Yeah.
So much better.
Right, so we just played the YouTube game. What did you think?
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad I won.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yes.
Big-headed, isn't he? Yeah.
To be fair, I was looking at the screen while you're playing.
Yeah, he was cheating the whole time. Sorry, Albert. So I think it's about time we tell you the category.
Okay, that would be good,
completely,
guys.
Yeah. Completely forgot what
completely
we were here for, actually.
Going into this blind.
So, if you're a first-time listener, each week we have a category where we're going to base the conversation round. This week's category is childhood.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I guess some stones will become uncovered. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
No, it sounds great.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Because
it might be darker than you initially thought, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was hoping. I think within this podcast, what we're aiming to do is to find things that were interesting, but from people's, not their main traits.
Yeah.
Because you're a DJ, right?
Yes. So I DJ and promote club nights. So that could be an obvious one to go with music, but
yeah,
again, it'd probably be quite dry.
We decided against it because we thought that would be boring.
Yeah.
And we thought you might have a very interesting childhood of which we could get many a story.
I fucking hope
probably.
So.
Probably. We'll find out. Otherwise, it'll be called That Was Awkward. Something like that.
Right then, on with the questions. So the first question I've got is actually, where did you grow up?
Okay, so I didn't grow up too far from London, really. It's just north of London in a lovely county called Bedfordshire.
Okay.
And it's right next... I live in a small village.
Ditch.
Live in a small village, well, right by Luton, which is...
Not Luton.
Not a good place. It was rated number one in crap town about 3 or 4 years in a row.
Good job Luton isn't our sponsor. So
yeah. No. But yeah, a nice little village, and my house overlooks like a nice field.
Yeah.
It's quite picturesque as well, and I've been there all my life.
Yeah?
I was born there.
Born and breded.
Born and breded in Paddington.
Do you still have family there?
Yeah, we still live there. So my mum and my dad still live there.
Oh, they do?
Yes. And it's just a train ride away.
It's a train ride away.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt? Where did you grow up?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I grew up in Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yes. So whoever doesn't know of Norfolk, it's on the far east side of our island, and it's kind of shaped a bit like a bum.
Okay.
So we are on the right arse cheek of Britain.
Nice.
Yes. Again, grew up there all my life, born in the same house that we have now. Yeah, it's good. Lovely to go back there for a nice relaxing weekend.
Good, good.
How about yourself, Craig?
I actually grew up in a place called Weston-super-Mare.
Ooh.
Yeah. Everybody
town,
says that.
Dream town.
It is. It's got three names. There's the Weston, the Super, and the Mare. It's for people who don't know where that is, a lot of people, when I describe it, is people are either going to know it for T4 on the beach if they're young.
Yeah,
oh, is it?
Okay. I was going to say, I've heard of it before.
So T4 on the beach with younger people, they're like, oh yeah, West Supermare, yeah, I know where that is. And if you're not a young person, it's near Bristol and it's on the coast.
I've also heard of Bristol, yeah.
Yeah, most people have. People that know Bristol, but don't know Weston, which I'm cool with that. But it's a nice seaside town in North Somerset. Hence
very
the
nice
accent. So there's a little insight into where you grew up. And how long did you live there before you moved to London?
Well, I moved to London when I went to uni.
Yeah.
And then I've been here ever since, really.
Yeah.
So.
And whereabouts do you live now?
I'm living in Stoke Newington, which is a lovely area of London. What do they call it? Like a hidden gem, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a diamond in the rough.
A diamond, because no one ever pops into Stoke Newington.
Not really, no.
And no one ever leaves.
And no one ever leaves. But if you're there, then it's great.
Because you don't know anything else.
Kind of like Luton, really. Yeah. The people that go there are only going to the airport. And
trying
everyone
to get away
else
from
is
it.
Just sort of crawling around.
That's fair.
One of my favourite questions, and is because I've got a good story for this one, is what was your first childhood memory, or the earliest memory you can think of?
This is always a tough one, I think, your first childhood memory.
Well, the most, what's the word, vivid.
Like the most vivid thing when you were younger. Jesus Christ.
That's a good one. So you from a religious background.
Very
nice.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. I think probably one of my earliest childhood memories was we used to go and feed the ducks down the bottom of our road, and we used to go and take bread to feed them, as you classically do. And with that, I remember being quite a greedy child, and as we were feeding the ducks, I'd give a bit to the ducks, but also hide a bit in my hand so then I could just eat it. So I think that was probably one of my first. It was a great memory. I've still got the bread to this day.
You've still got the bread, yeah.
It's just in my cheek.
In a jar.
Yeah. I've been chipmunking it. So should we demonstrate with you then, Craig?
My earliest and favourite memory, okay, is that when I was, I can't tell you how old I was. I was definitely younger than five because it was in the first house that I lived in. And basically, my mum used to fill up a paddling pool on our balcony, right, with dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits?
Dog biscuits.
Hang on a minute. Why was this full of dog biscuits?
Well, I'll
did get... you did you have a dog?
No, we didn't have a dog.
Did you go out to buy these biscuits specifically?
My mum went down. There was a pet shop underneath the flat where we lived.
Yeah.
I lived above a pet shop. And she used to buy the dog biscuits from there and put them in the paddling pool. Go on.
So you didn't have a dog?
We didn't have a dog.
But...
I know it's hard.
I kind of just want to see where this is going.
Yeah, I'll let you run this one.
And basically, like, I think this is normal. Okay, just, you know. But anyway, basically, I used to play with diggers in it. All right? So the idea behind it was the fact that I play my diggers in this paddling pool with these
full of
dog biscuits. And they're like rocks, and I move these rocks around.
But hang on a minute, like, why instead of dog biscuits, why was maybe something like sand or dirt or rocks or things that diggers actually dig
yeah
to play in your...
Well, I honestly recently asked my mum that question.
Oh, okay.
Whilst I was writing this, I did ask her, and she said it's because they looked like rocks.
Oh.
And they when they're broken up, she also said that they weren't bone shape.
Because that's like, immediately what I have in my head, is just bone shape
yeah,
biscuits.
Yeah, they're not bone shaped biscuits. They're like round dog biscuity biscuits.
Okay.
Like,
You also just said that you live near a beach as well. You've just gone to the beach. It's like all his friends are down the beach and Craig's at home in a paddling pool.
Hey, Craig, come down
dog
to the
biscuit.
That's the thing, like a paddling pool is usually full of water.
Well, there was two of them. You know, you remember those blue shell paddling pools? Did you ever see those?
Yeah, in Argos.
Yeah, exactly. We had two of them, so the other one had water in.
This is literally like you're just a human dog.
It all.
I don't think you're supposed to play. I think they were feeding you. I think your parents were feeding you.
I didn't eat a lot of them.
Just all of them.
Yeah, some of them, but not a lot.
Ate the dog, Craig. So you could eat the biscuits.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my earliest memory. And I'm very proud of it. Yeah, I loved it. I think it was great.
I've actually just thought of an early memory that's fairly similar.
Oh, I don't know about that.
This is in a way.
So this is why we had Albert on the show. I knew there was going to be some
it's
gold.
It's kind of like that.
Go on.
So whenever I used to go around my granddad's house when I was very young, I still don't really know why, but in his garden, he had these sort of, in all the soil and stuff, in the sort of flower beds, he had these tiny... like grey square rocks.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't think they were like, I think they were probably placed there. Like they weren't real rocks.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like ornamental rocks kind of thing.
Yeah. And so I remember what I used to do. I used to go and play in my granddad's garden. I would get a bowl and I would look for these little square grey rocks.
Yeah.
And I'd pick them out and I'd pretend that they were treasure,
like
currency. And then it would sort of get to a point where there would be my sister and I'd sort of got her involved somehow. And we would sort of have this sort of competition, who can get the most of these rocks and then therefore have the most treasure. But still, I don't know why they were there. I think maybe before it was one of those sort of gravel beds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he just sort of thought, well, I can't be bothered to get rid of this gravel before I put the soil in. Well, there was loads, but you had to kind of dig down to get them.
They were
under the ground.
A legitimate archaeologist.
So did you put them back afterwards so you could find more, or did you keep finding them for years and years and years?
I think we probably put them back, but yeah. I don't think I like re-hid them. Yeah, they were there for a long time.
I think you must have put them. I think there was a boy quite near by yours who used to play with dog biscuits. I think he probably just gave them to that boy.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to play with dog biscuits anymore.
Yeah. I did actually, when I was talking to mum about it, she did mention about the fact that she did then put the dog biscuits in a cardboard box instead.
I'm not even going to bother. None of it makes sense. So
yeah.
So you could take them inside.
When I was inside, yeah. Because like, I couldn't always go out on the balcony, so yeah, cardboard box were inside.
Did you have any toys as well?
I had some diggers that, I say diggers, they're rocks, and that I like mushed the biscuits up with.
It's just your fist.
Yeah.
Just punching dog.
I had good imagination, all right? I was a happy child.
I've got a question. The question I wanted to ask... this might be one that you already have, Craig, but who was your childhood friend, your best friend when you were a kid?
Okay, well, I had this friend called Sean Keir, and I really hope he doesn't find it. Because it would be embarrassing, but like I think he was one of our first friends to get a PlayStation 1.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And like when we used to go for sleepovers around his house, he had the PS1 and that was like sort of gold. But and also he was the fastest person in the year.
As in running.
And everyone, I don't know about you, but everyone thought like if you were fast then you were
idolized
you. Fucking cool.
Yeah, I get it.
And like he was like, you know, good. He knew a lot about football and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, he's perfect package, isn't he?
Yeah.
Dreamy.
But, yeah, like, you also used to go around his for sleepovers, and he'd have the PS1, and that would be just like the best thing. So everyone always wanted to kind of hang around with him. He was all the most popular one that got all the girls, and I was just his sort of sidekick.
His droog.
Yeah. His sort of, yeah, little droog, man.
What a sad childhood you've been brought already.
No, I think I was kind of enjoying it.
Just I picking think up it, his
it's
scraps.
Like one of those things where he sort of just made all the plans and did everything, and I just sort of followed around. I think I still do.
He
that
did all
now.
The he did yeah. the legwork.
Yeah, everyone does all the legwork. Yeah. Just sort
and
of...
you got as many rocks as you could fit in your pockets.
Yeah, me with a bag of rocks. I was carrying his gold, like a treasure goblin, following him around.
There was this kid in primary school who I used to hang out with all the time. His name was Leon Waddington.
Yeah.
And this guy, he was pretty naughty, and I was quite a timid kid, so I quite liked hanging around with him just because it was just hilarious to see him just do all these things. But there was one lunchtime where I don't know what he did. It so he got Pritt stick and then tried to glue everybody's lunchboxes shut.
Like, yeah,
they would come in and everything was just so sticky and obviously gluey because of Pritt stick, and just everyone's lunches were ruined. And it was so
he did it before lunchtime, just yeah, glue just, all their lunchboxes.
I think he said, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet, and the teacher's like, okay, come straight back. And he's just like walked out with like Pritt sticks, and he was like, right, it's game time. And then I think it was like the same week or something, we had monkey bars in our playground, and he put Pritt stick on them so yeah. he could like hang on for longer, it'd be easier to do monkey bars. He did it, and then this girl came in after him. She didn't realise there was Pritt stick, yeah. So she grabbed on, like tried to leave it, but because it was gluey, got stuck, fell down, broke her arm.
Oh, game over.
Yeah.
I like all his pranks were to do with Pritt stick as well.
Yeah.
It was
as far as his imagination could go.
Well, the possibilities are endless with Pritt stick.
It's true.
Yeah. So much you can do.
Did anybody used to call him Prick sticks? I used to do that in school, like, you know, in front of teachers, because you can kind of get away with it.
Did you ever used to put...
It's a prick stick.
Did you ever used to put PVA glue on your hand?
Oh, yeah.
And then peel it off.
Yeah. I really used to really like this smell. It's kind of...
Yeah,
vinegary as well.
It was quite nice. Well, you had those little plastic sort of spoons.
Paddles.
Yeah, I remember them.
You just used to sit there and fucking
layer it
your
on.
Hand. Yeah, it was great.
Peel it all off.
Pretend you're like a mummy or something.
Well, whilst we're on school, I've just spotted one on your book, Matt.
Oh yeah, what's that one?
And it's this one here.
Yes.
And I just spotted it, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I can just imagine so many things, and I think I've got some stupid stories as well. So I think you need to bring that up now.
Okay, so the next question, the subject's going to be around school plays.
Okay.
I imagine that you had quite a few parts to play in the Nativity production at the end of the year.
Yes, yeah. Well, it was mandatory, so I was always there.
Yeah, the question is, did you get a costume or did you have to sit in your school uniform
in
the
front
singing? Yeah. What school did you go to, man?
Well, I think like in pretty much every sort of nativity or school play, you always ended up wearing a rag, but then like underneath that, you were just in your little pants and like they were just your little kid pants as well. And you were always in barefoot as well, so you were pretty much, you felt naked.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
But I was always the fucking narrator.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I hated being narrator.
I had you down for one of the shepherds.
I was a shepherd. I was actually a shepherd once. Well, I think one of the first nativity plays in, I was a shepherd. And I had, had a little tea towel and I had a little tiny sheep.
What, a real one?
Like, no.
I was going to say, the way you said it.
Like a tiny little stuffed sheep. But my sister, who was in the year above, was the Auntie Gabriel.
Auntie Gabriel.
Was it Auntie...
What's it mean, Auntie?
Auntie Gabriel. Sorry, I mean Angel Gabriel. I have a great Auntie Gabriel. That's embarrassing. That's very embarrassing. I have a great auntie Gabriel, that's why I called her.
So she came to every nativity. And your sister.
She was the angel Gabriel, so she had to fucking flock down and scare me.
Fucking flock down.
But yeah, I was mainly the narrator.
Narrator was a pretty sweet job.
It was kind of boring because you used to learn just sort of pop in and out every time. I kind of wanted more of an acting role.
Okay.
At that point.
Wanted to develop in your career.
Yeah.
A bit more responsibility.
Yeah, not just reading off a sheet of paper, but they just always picked me to be the narrator. I think I was probably fairly good at reading. Like I said, I went to a school in Luton as well, so it was a bit backwards.
Only one that could read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Luton.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how about yourself then, Craig?
Well, who do you think I normally played in nativities?
Baby Jesus.
I could see you as an innkeeper.
An innkeeper?
I think you'd make a good innkeeper.
I was going to, I think innkeeper.
I was pretty much always Joseph.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. I used to be really good looking.
Were you a budding thespian?
Yeah, I had rugged charms and they just thought it all worked. You know, got the role straight away.
When you asked what role did you think I played, I was imagining you now. And obviously,
yeah, there was I.
And I was like, Joseph, interesting choice for Craig Lambord. Yeah. But I think back then, you're like 6 or 7, so that's a good choice.
Yeah. Probably. I'm pretty sure there's pictures somewhere of me as Joseph. So I think we'll have to stick them up.
Dig them out.
Yeah. Do you reckon you've got pictures of you, Albert, in Nativity?
No.
No? Are you saying that because you know you definitely have?
Well, I don't think there was many interesting pictures to take pictures of a narrator. They just stand there in the corner. There's no like sort of a good shot of them sort of doing something interesting. They're just standing there with a piece of paper. I've got a good one of me as a shepherd though. Dig out for the photos on the Acast or something.
Yeah.
You want to see it?
What, need to.
What about you, Matt? What was your best role?
My best one was actually I was actually a budding little thespian when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was the innkeeper.
Oh really?
You were the innkeeper.
And I remember when the teacher was sort of asking out the roles, what people wanted to be. There was a kid called Sam who said he wanted to be the innkeeper. And then I got upset because I also wanted to be the innkeeper. But then the teacher said, you know what? I think you might actually be the innkeeper. And so I was the innkeeper.
It was a good role to have, I think.
Yeah, it was a great one. I got loads of speaking lines. I had the biggest script. Maybe the most lines to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was very proud. But also, did you have to sing the songs in the nativity and things like that as well?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I knew none of the songs. So I remember at one point I was on stage, being the innkeeper, and I'd laid down to sleep. But because I didn't know any of the other words, instead of facing out towards the crowd, I just turned over. And faced away, so I didn't have to do any of the singing.
He's just sleeping.
Yeah. That's clever. I like that.
Yeah.
In high school, we still had to go to chapel. We had like a chapel in our school. It was like a Catholic school, and we had a chapel in our school, and we'd have to go like twice a week. And this is when we were in like sixth form, so we were like, what, 17, 18?
Oh, really? Even then you had to go to chapel?
Yeah, even then. And my friend always used to, because we had these hymn books, always used to have the hymn books and that. So it'd be like a verse at the end of like a hymn. So it would go like, and a creed and a colour and a name won't matter, were you there? And then my friend just used to go, meep, like that when it was all silent. And it was just so funny because I think church and like those awkward situations just make you laugh so much. And then all the teachers would just be like, glare. Like,
Darren!
And we'd just be like, just laugh.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Thing.
That's another one, actually. I've not had it in a long time, but I remember when you're in class and one of your mates would do something funny. And that just uncontrollable laugh,
yeah.
you can't
stifle it. I reckon you've got a couple of good stories about that, Craig. But more importantly, Albert, because he's the guest.
Well, I probably thought that was the sort of the funniest things about school.
Yeah.
When you just can't.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to laugh, and you're going to get caught. But you just there's no other. I remember a good one was it was in the chapel again, that because it's just it's too awkward, and it was what is it, Remembrance Sunday or something.
Oh yeah.
And so this guy who was in my year had to play the last post on his trumpet. They'd got him from our year to do the like
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And he was really shit at the trumpet. He wasn't very good at all. And so one of the teachers was standing there very serious, and he was like, oh, no, we'll play the last post. And then this guy, it was called Jivan, and he had the trumpet, and it was just awful. It was just like oh, really terrible and out of tune. And we just couldn't contain ourselves. And then the teacher was going like, you know, like for those that have all like lost their lives. It was a really sort of like horrible thing to laugh at, but... You can't contain yourself. Yeah. And I wish teachers would realise that I'm not laughing at this bad situation. Things are just funny in awkward situations.
Oh, sorry, Craig.
No, I think one of the funniest ones of mine is one of those moments that is like anybody, it doesn't matter how old you are, you still laugh. And it was in an assembly, and I've got a funny feeling it was a 2 minute silence or something, as like something similar to what yours was, something that you just can't laugh. Yeah. It was one of those assemblies, and I can't remember. I think it was in primary school, maybe it was like first year of secondary school. But I remember being sat next to this kid who was kind of he was something wrong with him. You could tell there was something wrong with him. And he was sat there like looking at the floor a little bit, and then he kind of went and I was just like, it was like, I was like, what the hell's going on? And he's just like, oh, like that. And then he does the biggest fart that I've ever heard in my life. And it was so quiet at the time. It was like about probably halfway through the silence. So it was the quietest part. Do you know what I mean? You just heard it. The whole room just kind of went, you heard this, huh? The whole room just kind of moved, you know? And I cried for about 20 minutes probably. I just couldn't stop, and I got an absolute bollocking because they thought it was me because I laughed for so long. And
I bet it was worth it, though.
I was like, fine, yeah, you know, it wasn't me. It was definitely secondary school, I remember now. And I was just like, yeah, it wasn't me.
The worst thing about those things is they come so rarely now that you want to stifle it and get over it, but you just really want to make the most of it. Because I remember there was a time, it was actually in uni, and we had to do these presentations. And then, I don't know why, but there was a Russian girl who was presenting, and my friend Laurie was sitting next to me. And then as she was talking, he just went, vodka. And it cracked me up so hard that we were just sort of sitting there. You know, that kind of face you try and make yourself look normal by covering your mouth, but you just
bursting inside.
You just have to let it out like little bit by little bit. It's like a fart that you've got held in. Sort of squeeze them out. But the tutor just kept looking at us, and we just had to be like, sorry, just put our hands up, be like, sorry, I can't.
Did you ever used to like sort of, you were the one who was just sort of giggling in the corner, and your mate was in on it as well, but he'd managed to contain himself, and then you'd start laughing, and then you'd just go, shut up, just like in the hope that someone would see you do that, and then be like, oh, he's the problem, like he's causing it. I'd always go, shut up, and like they'd just be like focused on keeping normal.
Yeah.
It was great. That's probably some of the funnest things that I did when I was a kid.
Just having to contain yourself. This is a question that I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Which I thought would be quite an interesting one. But what kind of kid were you?
So I wasn't like a naughty kid, but I was I think I probably irritated people quite a lot. If you could imagine
such a thing.
But I was never like I did anything terribly wrong. I just sort of like was quite annoying.
Yeah,
I think I was quite annoying to teachers. When I was younger, I was very like I moved a lot.
Okay,
I remember like a lot of my teachers were annoyed that I just kept sort of getting up and down, like,
fidgeting in your seat and
fidgety
stuff. You know?
Yeah, but then I think when I got to more like junior school and high school, I think I was just like one of those people that you really kind of hate.
Yeah.
That's so annoying that they've sort of tired you out.
To other kids or to teachers?
Yeah, to other kids as well. I remember, I'm not going to remember why, but I remember making quite a lot of like pupils sort of walk out and cry. Because I think they'd had enough of sitting next
what
to
would
me.
You, what would you do?
What do you mean?
Just, yeah. I think I'd just be really, really annoying. Like, I think I would just do really stupid little things. I'll try and think of one as we maybe go round. But, I was...
Well, like, just, like, really annoying, like, things that was annoyed them that much they got up and cried and left.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's quite a skill.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
But it wasn't like, I wouldn't... sort of punch him in the face or anything. Like, I wasn't
aggressive.
Like naughty like that, but...
You're just fidgety.
Fidgety and sort of just annoying.
Yeah, testing people.
Yeah. Oh, I remember one time I had this umbrella and it had been raining, so I just popped it down and then I was like fairly hyperactive child and it was sort of geography class or something. There was this girl sitting down and she looks like slightly vulnerable and in like a slight way that I could maybe get away with it, and I just sort of popped my umbrella down and then I sort of went like that and sprayed it all over her face, and she stood up and she went, right, I've had enough, and then she went, and you can tell Mr. Barton why I'm not here, and then she stormed out. And the funniest thing was Mr. Barton was in the cupboard getting out books or whatever, and he came in and he knew exactly what had happened, but he was slightly laughing and he just let it slide. That was just sort of one of the sort of examples.
Oh, that's so funny.
Just an annoying little twat.
I love it when the teachers are more on your side.
Yeah.
What sort of child was you, Matt?
I was a really meek child. I was really sensitive. I remember all I wanted to do as a kid was just stay at home and draw pictures. And my parents never really made me go to school, which was quite nice. But I remember one day we had to do like a, you know, you have like your reading levels and we do like spelling tests and, you know, some words would be shorter than others. And if you were in the higher group, then you'd have to do the longer words. And I skived out of doing the longer ones so that I could do drawings, and the teacher dragged me back in to do the long ones. I was like, oh, fuck's sake. Then we had to do a math thing. I hate maths. My proudest ever grade that I got was a C for maths at GCSE, just because it meant I never, ever had to do maths again. It was great. And then I cried because I couldn't do my maths, and then I spent the rest of the day crying.
Seriously?
Yeah. I used to cry so much as a kid at school. I remember... playing football, because I was never like a sporty one, and like what we were saying earlier about...
Well, the fact that you just said I was playing football and you moved your hands like you're throwing a ball.
Like you're throwing a netball. That's not football.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I wanted to be involved in football, and it went out for what I thought was a throw-in. I threw it in, and everyone was like, handball, and then I burst into tears. And then cried for the rest of the day. Oh. So my childhood was just crying a lot, really.
Crying a lot, yeah.
I do remember lots changed. Crying once at school... because the dinner lady made me eat a potato. And I've never really liked boiled potatoes or mashed potato.
Yeah.
And it was there, and you got like one of those. Everyone needs to get, like, you got like a sticker if you ate all your dinner.
Oh, really?
Did you ever have that? Or like, yeah, you got a sticker for eating all your dinner?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And like, yeah, and she just made me, she was like, you better eat that potato or you might get your sticker. And I was like, I don't care, I really don't want it. And then she just kept on making me eat it, and I just sat there with my head in my hands crying the whole lunch, and then I had to go to...
I don't like potatoes.
I think it's quite harsh though, like, yeah. Like, give me some more green beans or something if you want me to eat healthily. Shove I'll eat them, but like,
shove up. That's the thing with lunchtimes, they used to make you eat everything.
Yeah.
And if, like, as a kid, like, if you're not hungry, like, why are you shoving food down my throat?
That's why I'm the size I am now, you know. I just got, like, they just get shovels and, like, just fill me out with food.
You just wanted all those stickers.
And, yeah, I loved stickers.
So the question that I have is one that I think you might have as well, Craig.
Okay.
It's about being punished. I wanted to know what kind of stuff are you into? No, I want to know what was your worst punishment or your most memorable punishment, and then what did you do to receive such a reprimanding?
I was actually going to mention this earlier, and it was more about my mum and how kind of annoyed she got with me one time, which was again to do with Pokemon cards. And we were on holiday in Cyprus, I think. And it was one of those really annoying holidays where, like, someone that my mum briefly knew had booked to go to Cyprus the same week of us.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So out of, like, politeness, they had to go for a meal one night or something, which is literally the worst thing that you ever want to do on your holiday as a parent.
Yeah.
They were my childminder or something. And we were at a meal, and then there was this shop that sold Pokemon cards down the road, and they were like the Japanese ones.
Okay.
So they were also pretty cool. It was like dark when it was like dark dark Pikachu or something. And I remember my mum was like, "Fine, like you can go buy yourself one pack of Pokemon cards." And then I did it, bought a pack, opened it, I got a load of shit. I was annoyed, so I was like. I want to buy another pack of Pokemon cards because that one was rubbish. Like, they've got nothing in there. And then she was like, "No, that you've had your one pack. Like, that's enough." And I just remember screaming at her, and I was like, "No!" Like, fucking crying and being like, "No, I want another pack!" Like, being a fucking spoilt bastard. And my mum was obviously so embarrassed because she was at a meal with this woman that we sort of only knew through, well, not briefly, she didn't look after me. And I remember before we went to bed, she came in and she sort of was so fucking annoyed. I think she might have cried as well. She was like, "You've embarrassed me so much." And she cried. And also we were on holiday, so it was really bad. And I think for the next day or two, we weren't even allowed to go out swimming or anything.
Oh, you punished on holiday?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so it was quite bad, but punishment. I was being a bastard, an absolute bastard.
That's fair. You can only be your own person.
Yeah.
I can't help being
you. I just
you.
Wanted that extra Pokemon. I'd never really got grounded or anything when I was a kid. My parents didn't really ground me.
No, I always ask my parents, like, "Oh, if I was bad, would you ground me?" And they'd be like, "Well, we live in the middle of nowhere. Where have you got to go?"
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go anywhere anyway.
Yeah.
So...
be all right.
Yeah.
Stay in my
it's
room.
It's bad enough being with us anyway, so... done.
What about you?
I've never really been that naughty in order to get punished.
Yeah.
But I do remember... well, it doesn't really, you know, compare to your story, but I remember one lunchtime I got a detention. I had to write lines because I was eating my mini cheddars, and then I put two of the mini cheddars on my eyes. And then the dinner lady told me to stop playing with my food and distracting everyone. And then I had to stay in at lunchtime and write lines. "I shall not put...
mini cheddars on my eyes."
Exactly, yeah.
Why not, though?
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's one of the funniest things.
Why bloody not? Yeah. You're a child.
Yeah, you're allowed to play with your food.
Children do.
Is that what the lines were? So I wouldn't. I will not put mini cheddars on my eyes.
Have you still Why got not? It?
Yeah. I will not put mini cheddars on my eyes. Why not?
And I still did it. I did it the next day. Showed her, but then I did get crumbs in my eyes.
So. Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
That's probably why. She was probably just very worried about you getting crumbs in your eyes.
I'll tell you what, actually. I've just remembered. This is actually very funny as well. The biggest bollocking I ever got was when I was around my mate Dan's house, right?
Is this the...
It's Dan, yeah.
Yep.
Right? Mm. And basically, we were in his bathroom. I stayed the night. And we were in his bathroom during the night, and we discovered goths.
Okay.
I don't know what we were watching or where we saw it, but we heard about goths, and they always have like makeup on and white faces and shit. Yeah. So he thought it was a really good idea to get talcum powder all over our faces. So he did that.
He just wanted to dress up as a vampire.
He might get hunted by your other mate as well.
Yeah.
And we were just doing all the fucking talcum powder all over the face, and like he sneezed in the bowl at one point and it went everywhere, and it was just carnage in there. But just at the end of that, like before we went to bed, he decided it'd be a good idea to shave lines in our eyebrows.
Oh, classic.
So not only were we trying to be goths, we're trying to be chavs at the same time.
Yeah,
right, mixing up
choths.
Yeah, starting our own brand. So he put these two little lines in his eyebrow and it looked all right. It was really well done. I did it and fucked it up. Right. And being me, I went, well, I need to fix this now.
Oh, no.
And I kind of carried on fucking about with it until I realised I shaved half of it off.
What were you shaving it with, a razor?
No. His dad's nose trimmer.
Nose trimmer.
I'm glad you asked that.
Oh, dear.
And, yeah, we were doing it with that, and it was getting bigger and bigger, and I was like, shit, that's one eyebrow down, pretty much. Shaved it all off.
Did you do your other one as well?
Oh, yeah, to make it even.
Oh, no.
So I shaved both my eyebrows off completely.
Oh, God.
Right?
Did you draw them back on?
No. Well, I thought, well, she's not going to notice. Why
are you going to fucking notice your fucking eyebrows?
So I went to bed anyway. We went to bed. We got up in the morning and his dad called up and he was like, do you want to go to Sedgemoor Splash? Which is basically a water park near us, right? So we were like, yeah, fucking sick. And like he was like, go and ask your mum, see if you can come with us. I was like, all right. So I went around there and I just held my hand over my... No, I didn't. Over my face and just like, no, can't say anything. No, I just walked in and was just like, I kind of didn't really go through the door properly.
Yeah.
I just kind of was one of those kind of like, oh, I'm going here. The is that
quick
okay?
Ones.
You know, because she was doing the dishes, I think.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, come in here a minute. And I was like, but they're waiting for me. No, come in here a minute. Okay. So I kind of went in and she was like, I don't know what she said. I've got a funny feeling she said, what the fuck have you done, to be honest. I'm pretty sure she just went, what the fuck have you done? Instantly. Like, I barely got through the door and she barely looked at me and saw it straight away. And, yeah, I got the bollocking of my life.
So were you allowed to go to the...
Nah. But the biggest part of that, the reason I got that massive bollocking, was because I was going to be a page boy at my auntie's wedding a week later.
So are there photos?
There is one somewhere.
Oh, yes. That was a great story. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
So the last question I'm going to ask is going to be, what was the best holiday you had when you were growing up?
Oh, okay. Well, we went to Cyprus four times in a row for some reason.
As in like every year?
My parents loved it a lot. But my favourite holiday was probably the first time that we ever went there.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time that I ever went properly abroad, like, or in a plane.
Mm.
So we went to France a couple of years, but we sort of drove there. But yeah, it was on a plane. And it was really good. And I really liked two things. There was the kids club,
yeah,
nice,
which was sick. And so you'd do things like Uno competitions. I can see just Matt sort of trying to keep contained. But also the entertainment was so good that I made my dad with his video camera film the entire sketch show. It was like mini sketches and these sort of like theatre students or whatever were doing it. And yeah, I made him video the whole thing. And so like when we got back, I was sitting there watching it and it lasted about 2 hours. But also we went on this when I was watching back from the video, we went on this boat trip and you could sort of, the boat would eventually sort of, well, not park up, I don't know.
What's the word?
Anchor.
Why has Craig actually found the correct word for something?
In the middle of, well, is it in the middle of the sea? Are you mooring if you're in the middle of the sea?
You're a moron if you are.
I don't know, if you're in the middle of the sea.
Probably anchor. Let's go for anchor.
No, it's anchored. Yeah. It'd be anchored.
You would anchor.
Mooring,
you would anchor.
To do with the, when you're on the dock and you moor to the dock because you've tied the ropes on. Anchor would be an anchor if in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, but they probably just turned the engine off, to be honest, because there was no waves or anything. It's in the middle of the Mediterranean. But I remember you could jump off if you wanted to.
Oh, really? How big was
the
ship?
The roof. It was, well, quite big for a, like, 7-8-year-old.
Because I've got in my head that you're, like, on a like an ocean liner.
No, it was, like, an excursion out.
Okay. Boat.
And my dad's sort of videoing people jumping into the sea.
Yeah.
And then I jump. And then this woman goes, this sort of batty woman goes, she goes, "Oh, your son's very brave." And then my dad, because it's on the video, goes, "No, he's just a fucking idiot." And it's on the videotape, Cyprus 2001 or whatever. But I had, yeah, that was a great holiday. I loved it. And we got Pez on holiday every year as well.
I love Pez, yeah.
What dispenser did you have?
It was a Looney Tunes one.
Yes.
They were awesome. Or Mr. Bean one.
Mr. Bean
did
one.
Mr. Bean?
They were quality. All right, Joe, I felt the jealousy there.
I was jealous. I think I had a Power Ranger one, which I hated because it wasn't the colour Power Ranger that I liked.
Mm.
And I had a Toy Story one at one point. I wish I had a Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean was the one.
Mr. Bean was great.
I think only in hindsight, though, I don't think I'd appreciate a Mr. Bean one then, but now, if I had a Mr. Bean...
Oh, I love Mr. Bean as a...
Yeah, I did. The Bean movie.
Mm. They were all... Mr. Bean goes...
Unanimous appreciation of the Mr. Bean movie there.
Well, more the sketches I enjoyed. Yeah. More the actual TV shows. But I just used to love... Again, like before we went on holiday, my mum would always buy us a Game Boy game from Dixon's in the airport.
Oh, really?
And that was always just great. Just spend your holiday on your Game Boy. But
don't
then a nice
in,
sort
Dad.
Of book as well. Just... But yeah, that was a good holiday. Had a good pool as well with a little bridge underneath it. And...
Do you go to the same place every year?
We went for 2 years to the same place and then we went somewhere else in Cyprus and then we just got bored of Cyprus.
Turned out to be shit.
Clearly, yeah, we were very bored.
What about you, Matt? Have you got a funny holiday story?
We never really went on holiday.
Funny.
Yeah.
Okay, Craig.
More of a sad one, really. No, I remember we went with my immediate family and my aunts and cousins and blah, 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 blah. We went to France.
All right.
And
that's a holiday.
Yeah. It was a good one. And I remember getting a Budgie the helicopter toy. Do you remember Budgie the helicopter?
Yeah, I remember Budgie, yeah.
I remember getting that and us trying to find the way to the beach.
Yeah.
And I was adamant that my Budgie the helicopter, because it had helicopter blades and you could move it in a direction, he knew the way. And I was adamant that we were on that way, and then we got lost. So,
Your parents believed you?
I was very convincing as a child.
You must have been.
I was incredibly convinced. It was good. I remember we went into the sea, and then my dad found a Swatch watch in the sea there, and now it's a watch that I have and own.
Oh, you've shown me. You've shown me this watch. Yeah.
We'll post a picture of that as well.
In the sea. Yeah. Was it still working? Or
It was. It needs new batteries now, but it still works.
That's pretty interesting.
It's got an anchor on it as well. It's pretty cool.
So it was designed for the sea.
You didn't even bother trying to Trying to find the owner.
Well, I guess. I did find it in the sea.
Sea beard.
Yeah. I don't think Neptune wants his watch back, to be honest.
I think I know where I used to go on holiday. When I was young, we used to go to the same campsite in Devon.
Yeah.
Every year for quite a few years. And it was called Big Meadow. And it was in Ilfracombe. You heard of Ilfracombe?
Never heard of Ilfracombe.
Yeah. It's in Devon. And it was the campsite was it was quite big, and there was loads of like things going on, loads of kids there. It's a proper kids campsite, but there was this park, and it's a massive park, and there was a big like kind of climbing frame fort thing within some trees, and there was like a massive metal helicopter and some loads of zip wires and stuff. But it was on an island. So there was a river going round it.
Oh, wow.
And like we used to go there and build like dams in the river and stuff. Mm. And it was awesome. Really, really fun. I remember hurting myself pretty bad twice on that holiday. And I'm pretty sure it's the same year. Mm. The first one was actually on that river.
Oh, right? Okay.
And there was this one evening, and there is a video of it somewhere, but I don't think I'd ever find it, because it was that year Mum did have a video camera, but you put like full on cassette tapes
VHS
tapes in, and it was like, you know. But so there is a video somewhere, but there was loads of kids running and jumping over this river.
Okay.
But like the bit that they're jumping from was probably a couple of meters up, and it was down like a ditch into the river, then like a flat bit 2 meters down. So it was you jumping down. Yeah. 2 meters as well as 3 meters across, so it was quite a bit of jump. Probably after an hour of working myself up,
oh god,
I did it right. My mum made me change because she knew I was going to get wet.
Yeah,
I was like, thanks, mum.
Yeah,
you know, don't. I'm not gonna. No, you won't make it.
You're gonna get wet, Craig.
Yeah, you're not gonna make it. Go and put some shitty clothes on. So I remember jumping and kind of just. As I was in the air, I just kind of started, I flattened out almost and started going head first and just fell like face first into like the river beds kind of thing, and just, crumbled.
Well, mum's no best.
Yeah.
What did I tell you, Craig? What did I tell you?
Yeah.
We went to a camping place, and it was in New Forest or something, and it was called, the camping site was called Sandy Balls.
That's great. That's
a great start to any holiday.
The other time I hurt myself, actually, it was probably, I think it was like a day after, maybe the day before. It was on the same one. They had this massive hill where there was like a roller coaster, but I mean, like there was a metal track with like these basically toboggans. They put wheels on the bottom that go on the track.
Sounds dangerous. Makes sense.
Oh, it was. And to stop you, when you got to the bottom, they threw tyres at the car. Car tyres.
Where is this?
Back in the 90s, health and safety was pretty lax.
And it would slow you down. And I remember going flying down it, and two guys threw tyres at me at the same time. One hit the car and slowed it down. The other one hit me in the face. I remember just kind of toppling out of the back of the car, wrapped up in this fucking car tyre.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Caught a Craig.
Yeah, basically.
Good hunting, that's so good.
So, I think we've run out of questions. How are we both feeling?
Yeah, it was good. It was, thanks for inviting me.
Pleasure.
I had a great time.
Yeah, good.
It was good fun.
Thanks for all the stories.
I feel we now know some maybe embarrassing things we wouldn't tell everyone about.
Yeah, we just have.
Yeah.
When this goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be some gold coming from you, Albert. And I'm glad that I was not disappointed.
Yes.
Good.
So I think there's only one thing left to do before we kind of wrap this up. And most of my friends, they're interesting for a reason. And one of the things that makes you so interesting is you do a club night, right?
Yep. So we do club nights at Basing House in Shoreditch every 2 months. And we're also doing day parties in Brick Lane every Saturday over the summer. So if you want to check it out, you can go on our Facebook, be facebook.com/cabinmusic, or you can just search cabin. And our Instagram is also cabin_music. And you can check out the photos and videos from the mishaps that go on at the club nights there.
The kind of things you probably shouldn't have done in your childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that works out.
Say no more.
No, it'll be exciting. Well, thanks again for coming on.
So there's only one thing really left to ask, and it's to Albert. What do you think?
That was interesting. Thanks for listening.
Well, there we go. That was the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thanks again for Albert for coming down and talking about childhood and everything childhood related.
It was a good episode. It was a good, great guest, great subject matter. Got through a lot. A little trip back down memory lane.
No, it was really nice talking about, like, you know, injuries, toys.
Mostly injuries.
That's the interesting things that happened in my life, to be honest.
It's fine.
Yeah, just fell over a lot. You know, as always, we do want your feedback. So if you've got anything to say interesting about this this podcast, tweet us. I'm at Craig Lambard. Matt?
I'm at MT_Shaw, S-H-A-W.
Glad you can still spell it.
Thank you.
And yeah, just, you know, hit us up. Let us know. Maybe even chuck us a tweet telling us about your childhood and if you relate to some of it, maybe.
That's actually a really good idea. Again, we've got the Facebook page. Just search for That Was Interesting on there. We'll be putting any photos, videos, things like that we've mentioned. Also, a sneaky look at Craig Lambard's new moustache.
Yeah, the moustache.
The moustache. But that one's going to be around for a while. First sneak peek on the Facebook page. Also, thanks again to Acast as well. Same again with any comments and videos that we mentioned, we'll put on there. And you can follow us along the journey, just as if you were here as well.
Yeah. So I suppose that's it. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.